On this edition of the Catholic Schools Report, Thomas More Prep Marian Principal Chad Meitner joins the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner to discuss student community retreats. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Communications and originally aired on KAYS on Monday, August 26th. This is the Post Podcast.
Chad's in with us. Chad Meitner, TMP Marian Principal. Chad, kids back to school, all running smoothly so far?
Oh, as smooth as it can be with 275 12, 13 through 18-year-olds roaming around. It's been a really great start to our school year. Good week.
We'll call it controlled chaos, right?
You bet.
All right, back to school batch. That just happened yesterday. It was actually postponed from an earlier time.
Yeah, we had it originally scheduled for Friday, 4 to 7. It was a Holy Family TMP Marian collaborative event. But, you know, the storms came in and, like for a lot of folks, have created some issues. And so we had to postpone it. But we got it done yesterday, Sunday afternoon. And we had a great turnout. I'm guessing just around 600 to 700 people come through during our 4 to 7 period.
Did you cook any food personally for it?
No, I ate some though.
Yeah.
We had some hot dogs donated by a Crawford Supply and some drinks from McDonald's there that they had, some chips and watermelon from the Knights of Columbus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, and lots of games and bounce houses and a dunk tank. We even dunked a few clergy teachers. It was a great time.
Those are always fun to do. I mean, people love that. All right. Community events, or actually community retreats coming up. You've got some of the students out today doing that. And then what, some more tomorrow?
Right. Yeah. One of the things that's kind of, for us, revolutionary, and I think for high schools in general, it's kind of a new, it's an attempt to really break down some barriers within the school itself, as far as between the students. You know, you got freshmen and you got seniors, and sometimes there's that sense that, well, one can't interact with the other. And we have a community system that's in place. And so right now these retreats are meant to give these students an in-depth chance to really build that. You know, you can give something a label and say, okay, here's our package program, go out and do it. Well, unless you give students and teachers time to actually build that, program that in, then it's not going to be successful. So we're actually letting these kids, half of the high school student body today is on retreat at St. Nicholas of Myra Church, and they'll be doing various activities throughout the entire day, not in school taking classes, but working on that relationship, working on that community.
Some team building stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And we think it's so important to do that. That's why we're giving this so much time. You know, it's not something you can say, okay, we're going to have a 15-minute explanation and now it's good. You know, the things that really matter and are of value take time. And so we're investing the time, and we're excited these kids are going to be able to have that time.
And I may have brought this up to you in previous interviews, but whenever I've done some interviews during Catholic School Week, some of the kids, they always look forward to that day where the young ones could be with the seniors, or the seniors could be with some of the young ones. And for some reason, it always seems to be one of their top memories of being able to help another classmate out.
Right. Yeah. And being in high schools and in any school really long enough, you get to see when kids come back and they're adults and they have their own kids, the things that they remember the most are the relationships that they built. If it was with a coach, a favorite teacher, a group of buddies. And that is, while we still need to make sure they're learning content and being prepared for life after high school, they need to be able to build those relationships, because that's going to dictate how they go out into the world and interact with people. And that's a big measure of success.
Well, we talk about back to school, and then when kids come back to school and see the things happening, but how about parents when they come back to school? That's going to happen this week, isn't it?
Yeah, well, parents always have lots of questions, and especially this year with the community system. You know, the communities are named after saints, and so, you know, we've got St. Mary House and St. Joseph and St. Agnes, and so at the high school, St. Francis, and then the junior high has their own version. Mm-hmm. So the parents, yeah, they're saying, well, okay, how does this work? This is new to us. And every year we do a back-to-school night for parents, so parents can walk through their kids' schedule, meet the teachers, kind of learn about, you know, how to communicate with them.
Sit in those little desks.
Yeah, sit in those little desks. The high school desks aren't that little. But this Thursday, the 29th at 7 p.m. at TMP Marian, the parents will get to come, 7th through 12th grade, come pick up their kids' schedule, and then learn a little bit more about the community system as well as just their regular class schedule.
So that should be fun, really. I mean, it's good interactive stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the more popular nights for parents because they get to come in and they get to interact with the schedule and see firsthand what their kid's day, a little bit of taste of what the day's like for them.
I also feel it's good for the instructors, too, to kind of lay out what they're doing and how they're trying to do it because it works where they're laying out what they're going to do with the students so that parents have a better understanding what their kids are going through with maybe classes or homework.
Amen. Yeah. I think you were born, you may be the teacher in a former life, Mike. So,
but no, I understand how that
well,
stuff
has to work.
Well,
as a parent's perspective,
yeah.
Too. Yeah, no, at TMP Marion, it's integral that the family and the school, the teachers work together. I mean, they have to be allies in the task of raising their child. And if, you know, if they're not on the same page, it's just like two parents that are, you know, not on the same page. It's not as effective with the kids. So this is a great evening, and hopefully all the parents will come out and spend that hour and a half, 2 hours with us this Thursday.
Very good. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. It's 1 week down, another week to go. Activities will start kicking in. Right now it's just been practices, but here in another week or so, it's actually going to be competitions. And now we really get rolling.
Then you get into homecoming season and all that.
Yeah. No, just want to thank all those out who came out to the Back to School Bash and all those who are part of our school system and the community overall. For the support they always give us. It's a true blessing.